Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and solemn month, which is the month of Muharram, the month in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred on the plains of Karbala along with his companions and some of his family. As you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the successor of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the third Imam of the family of the Prophet, and his many virtues have been related and transmitted regarding him. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at one of his virtues, which has been related. This virtue, in fact, has been transmitted from Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself. It goes back to an event that occurred when he was young, and it goes like this. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, I visited the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam when Ubay ibn Ka'b was with him. The Prophet Muhammad was seated with Ubay ibn Ka'b, one of his companions, one of his sahabi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam greeted me, saying, Welcome, O Aba Abdullah, O beauty of the heavens and the earth. Ya Zaina Samawate wal Aradin, O adornment, might be a better translation, O adornment and beauty of the heavens and the earth. So Ubay ibn Ka'b said the following, How is it possible, O Messenger of Allah, for anyone other than you to be the beauty of the heavens and the earth? Right? This person kind of was confused. He said, Well, the Prophet's his stature is greater than Imam Hussein. Why would the Prophet address Imam Hussein alayhi salam using this designation when it really belonged to the Prophet? The Prophet, when he heard Ubay ibn Ka'b say this, he said the following, O Ubay, I swear by him who has rightfully sent me down as a messenger. Certainly the worth of Hussein ibn Ali is greater in the heavens than on the earth. And verily it is written about him, on the right side of the throne, lamp of guidance. This is a famous hadith which has been transmitted about the virtue of Imam Hussein. Misba'ul Huda. Imam Hussein is the lamp of guidance and the ark of salvation. Was safinatu nijatin. An imam, not weak, a source of dignity and pride, a landmark and a great treasure. Right? So the Prophet Muhammad, you know, he reiterated these virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam for Ubay ibn Ka'b. When Ubay ibn Ka'b, he objected to these. And all of these are, in fact, the reasons why, Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the beauty of the heavens and the earth, because he has these virtues within him. He's a source of guidance for people. You know, obedience to him leads to the salvation of a person. He's an imam. He has strength, and he brings dignity, you know, both for the people who, for his followers, and also, you know, the people who accept him and obey his command. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his own words. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.